Over 1,283 regular season games, another 175 in the postseason, winning three Stanley Cups. Ken Danico joins us. Ken, welcome back to the show. How you doing? Hey, I'm awesome. I'm awesome. Oilers right now.
I like that introduction.
Hey, well, you kidding me? That's quite the stellar career. It's a long time. Not many guys play that many games. Never mind play that many playoff games and win that many cups. So I'm sure
Very fortunate.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about, right? Certainly, and you know about that in Edmonton in the early days where I grew up as well. So good to be on with you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, and good inspiration for young Edmonton kids. A good Edmonton guy can go to the show and have that much fun. It's a lot of good times. The New Jersey Devils not having great times, Ken. Like, they started the year on fire. I'm sure, and the Rock was literally rocking. They're up 4-0 against the Jets. Everything looks good. And then since then, it's kind of all been just complete downhill. I know you played the game, and momentum swings can happen quickly. But what kind of went down in that Winnipeg game to go from so positive to kind of so negative in a span of 22 minutes?
Well, I don't know exactly where to begin because you hit it right on the head. They come out of the gate, a lot of anticipation, excitement going the year with all their new additions, upgraded talent, certainly in the off season, and all of a sudden you're up 4-0 against the Winnipeg Jets, everything going your way, and it's hard to pinpoint exactly what happened, but I will tell you, a late power play in the second period, up 4-0, they really didn't get a whole lot done. They turn a puck over with about 20 seconds left and give Winnipeg Jets a late goal with about 10 seconds left in that second period. And all of a sudden, you let your foot off the gas pedal. You start cheating a little bit as far as, you know, defending a lead and putting pucks in the right areas, getting them in deep. You know, they tried to get a little too cute and some turnovers, and we know the Winnipeg Jets are a highly talented offensive team, especially with those big guns up front, their top six. And things went south quickly, so the Devils are hoping. And this is just an early season hiccup here, but right now it's a little confusing from the standpoint. Not many guys have played well outside of Blake Coleman maybe and Travis Zajac. It's just no cohesiveness. They're tentative. Special teams have been atrocious as far as giving up 5 power play goals already, and even though under a difficult season last year, they were 4th best in the National Hockey League on their penalty kill. That's tentative, probably not aggressive enough on the PK, and everything hasn't gone well. The power play hasn't scored at all yet, and they've got so much talent there. So they're just hoping something can go right, and they're playing an Edmonton Oilers team that is on the exact opposite end as far as playing with confidence, playing with structure. Dave Tippett's done a terrific job. There's going to be a desperate team here tonight in New Jersey, no doubt about it, but it's about execution, and they've been a tight team, and for whatever reason, with these new additions, it hasn't happened yet. It's no time to push the panic button, but there's some urgency, and they understand that they've got to get a win sooner than later and play the right way, and that just hasn't happened yet.
Ken Danico joins us. Ken, you mentioned Coleman, and that guy, he can score more one-handed goals than maybe anybody in the NHL. He does it consistently, so you know it's not a fluke. I look at a player, and you know the league, I think, intimately, and I understand that, you know, smaller players are in the league now more than ever, but like, man strength is a legitimate thing, Ken. And, you know, I look at a player like Jack Hughes, and I know he was way too good to stay at his level, you know, maybe NCAA. I understand turning pro, but do you think maybe some of the expectations for Hughes were a little unrealistic just because of, you know, it's hard for smaller guys. There's really beaten very few 18-year-olds that are small have success in the NHL right away, not until they're 20 or 21.
Well, I think with the transition and the evolution of the game, certainly smaller players have a lot more success. Having said that, you're 18 years old, you're still a kid. I mean, he's still finding his way, and a lot of that has to do with the way the team has played. It's tough for an 18-year-old to show his skills and talents. He's a terrific skater who has explosive speed and can make plays. I thought he was a little bit better last night against Philly. He backed off their defense on quite a few occasions, but he's still finding his way. And expectations here, certainly, we know he's going to be an integral part of this team in the future moving forward, but they were tempered. Everybody understood his age, and from management side and the coaching staff, that it may take some time, but I have no doubt Jack Hughes is going to have a lot of success in this league with the skill sets he has. And yes, size, everybody talks about, but so many of these guys are lean, small, regardless of height, weight, that they have hockey strength. He's an elusive guy, so he's not going to put himself in a lot of vulnerable positions. But, yeah, you're going to get out-battled in corners. That won't be where he's going to excel. It's about him making, you know, end-to-end rushes and making plays. And he's done that. Nobody's capitalized. He's made a few real nice plays and passes. Made a terrific play last night to Taylor Hall that Carter Hart for the Flyers absolutely robbed him on a one-timer. So, yeah, it may take time, but I know the outside, because he's number one overall pick, everybody expects things to happen quickly, and the expectations are high, and there is pressure on a number one overall pick. But here in New Jersey, they understood it's going to take a little time. The expectations for the team certainly now are much higher, and that hasn't happened in the first three games here. We looked no further last year than the St. Louis Blues with a lot of additions. And I'm not saying that's comparable to what's going on with the Devils, but it took them some time to get going. But they know they got to get going sooner than later, and they've got a difficult task ahead of them tonight against the 3-0 Oilers team.
Ken Danico joins us, analyst for the New Jersey Devils, a three-time Stanley Cup champion. Tell us about Nikita Gusev. I know it's only three games, Ken, but what do you like about him? What should Oilers fans expect when they see him for the first time?
Well, like a lot of guys, he had a terrific preseason. He had a real good game one against Winnipeg. He's a guy that doesn't need as many opportunities to score. He can make plays. But like I'm going to sound repetitive and repeat throughout the lineup, there just has not been a lot of chemistry, cohesiveness amongst the forwards. And everybody's waiting for the other guy to do it. And they're bobbling passes, all these highly skilled guys, and not moving the puck quickly enough. So he's been kind of in between there as well with the rest of the Devils forwards as far as making plays. He scored a nice goal against the Jets to open the season, but he's highly gifted. And again, I think he's going to really get his game going as the team does, and they hope again sooner than later. But he's got a quick release, very heady, smart hockey player, but he's got to get himself in position for those opportunities. And, you know, coming over from the KHL where he was dominant and even in world tournaments and Olympics and things like that for Team Russia, you know, you've got to get adjusted to the National Hockey League. And I think it's going to take a few games, but I just like what I've saw throughout training camp. You can see that he's one of those guys again around the net that doesn't need as many chances, but he's just got to get those opportunities. Missed a real good one on the power play last night where Carter Hart made another big save on him on a one-timer. But he's a guy that they're going to be counting on if they're going to get out of this mini slump to start the season here. Gusev's got a lot of skill, and they're going to need him to bring some of that, certainly tonight against the Oilers.
Ken, you spent I don't know how many minutes every year on the penalty kill, so I think you know it intimately. The Devils' penalty kill right now is looking similar to the Oilers of the last 3 years. Not very good. They've allowed 5 goals on 10 opportunities, 50%. What's lacking right now on the PK for the Devils?
Well, obviously, along with that goes with anything that can and will go wrong does for you when things aren't going right for your team. But for me, I mean, it's work, it's position, it's taking the middle of the ice away, and I just think they've been a little bit tentative, not aggressive enough. Last year, they were near the bottom of the league in the National Hockey League as far as the standings, yet they were fourth best penalty kill in the National Hockey League, and they've gotten a little bit away from that. And when your team is struggling 5-on-5, struggling on the power play, we know the importance of special teams. Well, all of a sudden, now you're a little bit tentative, and they just got to go out and play hard the way they've done in the past. They've had a successful penalty kill for a lot of years, even when the team wasn't that good. But I just feel they're not pressuring enough all over the ice. You give talented guys, every team has top players, and look no further, maybe the best dynamic duo in the league tonight in Dreisaitl and McDavid. If you don't pressure them somewhat or anticipate that puck's coming to them and get on them quickly, they're going to pick you apart if you just sit back. And that's just my opinion. I know some people say, well, if you rush them, they're going to make a perfect play. Well, I think they got to start daring some of these guys to make the perfect play and be a little more aggressive and pressure on their penalty kill. Right now it's been very tentative, and they find the puck in the back of their net a lot. And I just don't believe you can give these guys time and space. Just too many skills and talented players throughout the league. So they've got to pressure a little bit more, in my opinion. But, yeah, 5-for-10, I mean, that's hard to do. That's hard to fathom, no matter who you have in the ice. And they've got some real good penalty killers on this team, so they're looking to straighten that out tonight as well.
And the power play on the other side, 0-for-9. Now, you mentioned Carter Hart, and I watched part of that game last night, and he made a few really good saves, too, specifically on the power play. So it seems that their power plays at least started to create chances, and usually that's a sign that eventually they're going to come out of it. But is it another case of a lot of new faces and guys just trying to understand the tendencies of one another on a power play?
It is. Their entries have been sloppy. I mean, they haven't entered the zone real clean where you can get set up and get guys out of position. I thought the puck movement has been a little bit stagnant. Again, I talk about waiting for the other guy to do it because now you have more skill. You have more guys capable of doing some things from an offensive standpoint. And I don't think they're moving the puck and opening those lanes that I'm talking about. I give the Flyers a lot of credit as well as the Sabres. Sometimes you got to give the other team credit that they're really doing a good job of protecting the middle of the ice, not only on the penalty kill, 5-on-5 on the two last games that the Devils have played, having said that they haven't opened those lanes, and that's by quick one-touch passes, tape-to-tape. The passes have been bobbled, and that's when your confidence is a little bit shot right now. So they just got to go out and have some fun and move the puck a little bit quicker because they've got a lot of guys that are capable of making plays and shooting the puck. And yeah, Taylor Hall was robbed certainly on that power play, but they had on the 5-on-3, they had some opportunities, but their entries have to be cleaner. I mean, teams are stacking up four guys on the line, and if there's no play chipping in and the 2-on-1, somebody, you got to hunt the puck down. And all these little things that are conducive to successful power play haven't happened early on here, but you know how that goes. One goal can change that and something gets clicking. And the Devils are hoping they had some opportunities yesterday, hoping some of those maybe go in. But I think because of the different personnel and faces, that it's kind of everybody looking at each other like who's going to take the puck, who's going to make the play, and just get out there and move the puck a little bit quicker and open some lanes, shooting lanes. They haven't used the point that much. That's why they brought PK Subban in as well, and he really hasn't had many attempts toward the net. You want to get it back to him where there's an open lane if you're moving the puck quickly to get some shots through and get some ugly, dirty goals. Sometimes we always talk about it. It's cliche, but you got to simplify a little bit, and I'm hoping to see some of that from them tonight. I'm sure their coaching staff is as well.
And lastly, Ken, how has Subban looked overall as he adjusts to New Jersey?
You know what? He's played pretty well, especially against the Jets in the loss, the tough loss. He played extremely well. Again, top players have a tendency to try to do too much, but I think he, you know, in the early going and certainly coming here and all the excitement, but he gives them that legitimate number one defenseman, and he's been one of the guys that has been pretty good. Can he be better? Absolutely, but I would say he's been one of their better defensemen thus far. I just think they need to use him more, certainly in the offensive zone, so he can get that one-time shot away. He's got a heavy shot, big reason why they brought him in, and we really haven't seen much of that. But I've liked the energy and passion he's brought. He's staying positive. But like the rest of the team, everybody's got to do a little bit more and play a little better. But so far, under the tough start, I think PK's played pretty well, and I expect a lot more moving forward as well.
Ken, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll see you soon when the Devils come through town later this year.
You got it, my man. My pleasure. Should be a fun one tonight. And the Oilers and Dave Tippett really got them playing some structured hockey. That, to me, is what it's all about. If you can have talented guys, but you need guys that play the game the right way. And he's implemented that, and that's why they have success early on here.
Thanks for your time, Ken. Have a good one.
All right, pal.